from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hi, great to be with you on the start of the final week of the summer. Labor Day weekend up ahead. Eagles obviously thereafter as they will take the field in Brazil on Friday night of next weekend. How weird is that? 215-592-9494. All right, let's get a lot of calls in this segment. You can join us to talk about, obviously, the Phils and the Eagles have been the main topics of conversation today on different fronts on those two squads. All right, to the phones we go. Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. Chuck, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, crew. I think it was great that you gave a shout-out to the Williamsport champs. What an amazing game. The value of a bunt. Good things happen when you put the ball down, right?
That's right.
You got to make them
put
make
the ball plays. In play, man.
Put the ball in play. Certainly not to take the shine off of the bats waking up, and I'm very optimistic, but you do have to take into consideration when you look at the two pitchers, Lugo and Singer, in the month of August, the quote-unquote recent trend, 50 innings pitched, they've given up 38 runs. So, yeah, that does take a little bit away from it, but let's see how they do against Houston. I think the pitching matches up favorable for us, and hopefully the bats are back. This lineup can hit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade this lineup right now for any in baseball. I'd like to hear how Rube feels about that. I would not trade.
Is that an overstatement, seven. Ruben? That sounds
no,
hard
I
for
do.
Me to believe.
I really like our lineup. I mean, I do like the depth of the lineup, and it was baffling to me. It was just incredibly baffling to me that they were struggling from top to bottom for so long. And I just, I've never seen anything like it. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I just don't know what was happening. I don't know if it was mojo. I don't know if it was they were guessing too much as a team, if they had too much information, whatever the case may be. Hopefully it's turned around. But one thing I did notice is that Howie Kendrick showed up, and he was on the last leg of this in Kansas City. And I'm not sure, I know Howie Kendrick, and I don't want to give him all the love, but and all the credit for what's going on. But at the very least, I mean, he's one of those guys that sort of helps out with the hitting stuff from time to time. He's around. He was one of the most professional hitters as a hitter himself, as there was. Really, really good hitter. I'm wondering if he's imparting some knowledge, if he's doing some things that...
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, just having another guy like that around is probably a good thing.
Just to someone to remind them, hey, the approach...
Right. Just something.
The approach, guys.
Well, you know what?
Again,
I don't know that he's having that kind of impact, but he was in Kansas City, and I think he's back here in Philadelphia.
That's
so
great.
We'll see.
Chuck, give me a great answer, man. What appeals to kids and adults?
Yeah, real quick. I'll get that. What's amazing about that, Rube, is how when hitting contagious, when they start hitting, how the swing and miss rate goes down drastically, instantly. All of a sudden, everything they swing at is barreled. Like, man, contagious, but how does that happen?
Well, part of it is that the pitchers start to make mistakes when they have base runners on.
You put
pressure on the team. You do a lot of different things to create that pressure.
All right, Chuck, I need an answer. Appealing to kids and adults. Okay. What do you got?
I've used it before. I'll use it again. Wonderland Pier, the kids are ecstatic, and the parents are equally ecstatic watching their kids be ecstatic.
That's an interesting... All right, so does that count? I think that's a go-around. He's saying the parents are happy because the kids are happy. That's not the heart of the...
Yeah, no, because it's not. It's something that you enjoy as
a
kid.
You're happy whenever your kid's happy. Like you're happy with if your kid's happy.
But you know what
happy.
I'm saying? That's
no.
Like saying
I know.
TV.
My point is, you could say anything that makes your kid happy makes a parent happy.
Right.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the phones. Talk to TR right now in Winfield. What's up, TR? All right, TR, not ready to go. We go to Mary. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Mary.
Fantastic, Mary.
So the Phillies. What they're doing now that they weren't doing before the All-Star break, they are striking out. Those strikeouts would have been hits. They're not seeing the ball. Why doesn't Kevin Long take them out and take them to the woodshed?
Well, I don't know if it's that easy. I mean, you know, so
they're not seeing the ball.
The woodshed meaning what? Scream at them for not playing better?
Well, I mean, the pitchers, we struck out against Atlanta. We've been striking out. These next games, Astros and the Braves, these are going to be killers.
I mean, for what it's worth, and I think this is part of Spike's point last week on Rob Thompson and Dombrowski, I mean, to a large extent, a lot of these guys are what they are. Like, you should expect at this point Kyle Schwarber will strike out a lot. That's who he is. He's going to have a relatively low batting average. He's going to walk a lot. He's going to hit a lot of home runs, and he's going to strike out a lot. You know what really struck me when Schwarber had those two doubles the other day? Was that yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, right? You know what really struck me? No, maybe that was Saturday.
It was 2 days ago. It was Saturday, yep.
They were like the 15th and 16th doubles of his season?
Doesn't have a lot of them.
That's either horrendous.
Singles or homers.
How does a guy who bats the most on the team, because he leads off, he has power, so yeah, sometimes you hit a home run, but you would think sometimes you're going to gap one. Like, how does he only have 15 and 16 doubles? I mean, it's almost September.
Yeah,
that's horrendous.
It's surprising because he has not been horrendous. He has been outstanding.
He's been solid.
I mean, he's got 60 OPS. Points higher than on his batting average.
I mean, Bobby Abreu would have 50 doubles a season. Kyle Schwarber's got 16.
Different types of hitters.
I mean, but Ruben, that's a low number.
It is a low number. It's kind of a little bit of a surprising number. But, yeah. I mean, again, he's getting on base at a rate that is one of the best in all of baseball.
Yeah, 374 on base.
But his actual times on base are like in the top five in all of baseball.
Well, he bats a lot on a team.
The top two.
Yeah. All right, look, Mary, I hear you on the woodshed idea. I just think it's more nuanced than just that.
But Stott and Vaughn, they just stick their bat out, you know, before the All-Star break. They would, you know, Stott would be making these plays. He was hitting balls. He was hitting strikes, but he's making contact with them. All right, secondly, Joe DiCamera, have you been to South America recently? What's with this Brazil and the Andes? You're on fire with South America this
morning. Let me tell you something, Mary. All right, in 11th grade, I learned a lot at the prep, and... You know, I gotta credit my 11th grade teachers for teaching me the wit and wisdom I bring here every day.
I love it. And the skin, now it's everybody does know that skin is the biggest organ.
I thought everyone knew that, Mary.
Yeah, I thought.
Devin and
I
knew that.
I should have got it. Mary, give me an answer here. What appeals to kids and adults?
All right, this is going to win. Cash gift.
What gifts?
Cash gifts.
Giving cash gifts. Like as a gift. When you're a kid, you get cash. You love it. When you're an adult, you get cash. You love it. It's good.
You don't love it when you're 7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
no,
Zoe.
I didn't.
So she has a piggy bank? I think it depends.
You want a toy. You want a toy.
I didn't want the cash.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually I did.
Eventually, but
at a certain age, like 5 and below.
But they still like it. Like, it's an appeal to them.
I'd rather have the toy than cash at 12.
I wanted immediate gratification.
Totally.
Like, I'd like a Transformer. That cash, there's a long time that's going to elapse
before
I get a Transformer instead of that.
Not neither or, though.
Cash.
The point is they still like getting cash. They like having a piggy bank. They do all that stuff.
Not a great answer.
I don't remember.
It's been a while. All right, TR and Winfield's ready to go. Hi, TR.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, TR.
Hey, John, I got a question for you, man.
Yes.
That tackle that Burke missed yesterday, should a linebacker be there taking on a back one on one in any given moment? Like, I don't understand how you just missed that tackle like that. Like, come on, Burke.
You don't understand how he missed the tackle. You duck your head, you close your eyes, you know, a split second is an eternity when you've got a back who can, you know, move in a blink the way these backs can. You don't practice tackling. Maybe that's a big part of why. I mean, it is not the way it used to be in terms of the level of just, I don't know, excellence that we're seeing displayed defensively. It, like, you can't even call it excellent. It is not practiced. It is not anywhere close to sound fundamentally when they start the season. Your feet matter a ton in terms of where your upper body goes, and they just need to get all that timing together.
Okay. So does that cost him his job? I mean, like is he going to be on the team? The stuff, like missing tackles, does that cost jobs for the players when they're trying to get on the team just to miss one tackle as opposed to their past performances?
I think it's a lot more to do with past performance and practice. And, yeah, every snap in practice and in the games are going to be evaluated. One tackle, yeah, that's not going to get you cut, but you don't want to make a practice a habit of that.
All right, T.R., give me a great answer, my man. What appeals to kids and adults? You can win the tickets to the Killers.
Playing John Madden on video games.
Video games had already been said. He went to Madden, but okay. So I got the Twitter poll question of the day in front of us. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. How should the NFL move forward with the preseason? Should they even continue to play these games? Now, we've got four choices here. Yes, play them, but play three, which is what they currently do. Yes, play two. Choice C, yes, play one. Choice D, no, enough. All right. Now, before John guesses how people voted on Twitter, let's all weigh in on, like, where we are.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I will admit I'm a little torn on this one. I know I would not want to see that last game happen again, but I also know, would I actually really prefer there are zero games? Like, even if the NFL goes to 18 games, it's like, Joe DeCamera, would you rather have 18 games and no preseason, or 17 games and three preseason, or 17 games and one preseason? Like, I got to imagine I'd rather there be something in August than nothing. But the product is so bad. Seltzer, what should the NFL do with preseason football?
I mean this from the bottom of my soul. I never need to watch another preseason game. Like, I really don't. I get your point. Like, the August something, like, it's nothing. I'd rather watch a TV show. Like, it's a waste of time.
It was a waste. The other day was a waste of time.
Yeah, I think, honestly, arguably all three games, for the most part, were a waste of
time. They were. No, the whole thing was a joke. This was the bottom of the barrel. And it's not going to improve. This is what pro football in the next decade is going to be if they keep doing it. Ruben, I know you didn't get to see the other game, you know, because you were in KC. But what's your sense of whether preseason football should continue?
Should not continue. If it continues like this, I would not do it.
And what about, so you reported to, obviously, when you were a GM, an owner who makes money. It's part of how salaries are paid. I mean, what do you make of the economic reality? They do make some money, and it's not insignificant. You get all the parking, you get 70,000 people's seats, you know, you get TV rights deals, you get advertisements and commercials. I mean, this is not nothing. So would you actually say to the owner, if you were the GM, you know what, I've heard the people speak. The fans are so upset. Let's just scrap all that money we make?
Yeah, I just think they'd have to do it a different way. I think that they can create a different way to get it done. You know, maybe they televise, you know, their workouts.
Joint practice?
Their joint practices differently, or they do something like that. I think that would be interesting to the fans.
It would be. It would probably not come close to raising as much money, though, I would think.
It probably would not, yeah. But fans would like it. I think they'd
How
like to see
know?
A little
they can,
inside.
They can figure out a way
Maybe.
To make it work for the owners.
Devin, to,
this
to play
is
these...
not going to work, whatever
what?
This was. This denial of anyone playing in the preseason. Our offense didn't play
That's a different
in
issue.
The preseason.
That's a different issue.
That's yeah. That doesn't
well, no,
work.
No,
but,
no,
but John, you're
anyone.
Crossing issues. You're saying you don't like that they didn't play. They're not prepared. I'm saying, should they play the games, John?
But I agree with like what he's saying.
They need to change the
way,
format.
The way the Eagles are
they're
approaching it, they
going,
might as well not
they're
play.
Not
exactly.
But they're not going to change.
That's yeah. Well, no, they're not. Going. They need to change the format, meaning that give two joint practices between two separate teams for every team. So you're going to have to like get into that schedule. Like, let's figure out a way to get these teams in one another's cities. We'll schedule that out just like the preseason games, but now it's a televised scrimmage / practice between these teams. Forget about preseason games. This is now the replacement for preseason games, or you've got one preseason game just to cap it all off at the end.
All right, Devin, where are you? Should the games be played?
I mean, I tend to want to say no, but I also think that they need a way to evaluate, you know, the depth that they have in terms of cutting down the roster. So I would limit it to two.
That's exactly where I am, two games. Knowing that I may get to one or zero soon.
Yeah, and keep the joint practices because that's clearly
But let me just say this. James, let me advocate this. I think this would help a bit. No more games from Sirianni and the Eagles about we might play our players. Just freaking announce that Hurts isn't playing. Stop giving the public the belief that when I tune in on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I might see Jalen Hurts, and then I'm disappointed when I don't.
100%.
Just stop with the games. If you're not going to play the guys, just say we're not going to play the guys. Set expectations for the freaking product you're about to watch. I'm tired of tuning in with like 12%, oh, maybe my guy's going to play, and then he doesn't. Enough. What about that, John? Does that resonate with you? Be honest with the public. And maybe the product will seem a little better if people don't have immediate disappointment near game time when they find out no one's playing.
I don't know how you manage that. Hey,
you just announced I'm not playing my guys.
Coach,
John, they knew they're not. They knew.
How much will you play? How many snaps? Are you going to do the first 15? I think it gets pretty convoluted and pretty tough to predict.
Every single preseason week.
No coach cares about how we feel about
it. But the owner. The owner should.
The owner should care. The coaches don't.
Ruben, what about that theory? Be more transparent of what to expect.
I do think you have to be more transparent for the fans, but I don't think it's coming from. I don't think it's coming from him. I think it's coming from above, and it may have implications with regard to, you know, making money for the post preseason games.
No question.
I just think that you have to be a little bit more honest.
All right, where I'm at is two games and more honesty and more forthcomingness. That's where I am. All right, John, I have the poll results. How do you think people voted today? Should they continue to play the games 3-2-1 or 0?
2 or 1? 2.
2 wins.
Probably.
36% say 2. Oh, excuse me, no.
No one.
37% say scrap all the games.
Wow.
36% say play 2. 19% say play 3. And
jeez, that's close.
8% say play 1. Yeah, that is pretty
flag
close.
Flag football, man.
It's really bad. All right, let's get to Henry. He's calling from Medford. What's going on, Henry?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, Henry.
All right, just before I start, John and Rube, I'd like to say that in 3 weeks, my son will be joining your ranks. He'll be entering Stanford University as a freshman.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Great job, Henry.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Man.
So my point, and Taiwan Walker, my question, and maybe you know this, Rube, what is the feasibility of him being repurposed to anything beyond a starter at this point?
Good question. What is the possibility,
Ruben?
Can he
be a long man? What can he be at this point, realistically?
I would say 10% to 0%.
Why can't he be a long man? I've heard he doesn't have the stuff for that. Why? What's the theory behind
the velocity's gone?
One, he's probably... I mean, could he physically do it? Probably. I think he'd be very... he's never really done it, number one.
Does he have like a long prep for each start? Is he one of those guys too, Rube?
I just don't think that he's mentally or physically prepared to do something like that.
Do you think he could actually... you know how guys can actually muster it to where they throw harder when they're throwing shorter?
Yes, yeah.
Can he even do that? Like, his velocity has dipped so far, it feels like it's just because he can't throw hard anymore.
Is it possible? Yes. Is it probable? No. I just don't know that he has right now, at least right now, it doesn't seem to have the same arm speed that he once did.
Yeah.
Just don't. Yeah. All right. It's a tough. Yeah. It's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit question. And I just think that they're hoping that somehow, some way he gets back to closer to where he was last year.
Hmm. So you don't think that they're thinking about DFAing him or anything at this point? Or, I think
everything's on the table.
I
think everything's on the table. I think they're keeping a broad mind with it. But again, at $38 million is a tough number.
Henry, I tend to think the let's just cut him thing is an off-season thing. I would be shocked if they would do that in September. I mean, I don't think it would make sense to cut him. I think this September thing, and of course late August, is... just don't pitch him anymore. Now, where it gets funky is that the guy doesn't have a true injury. If you can't put him on the injured list,
yeah,
and you don't cut him, and you don't move him to the bullpen, I mean, is there a fourth?
You're wasting a roster spot.
Yeah, I mean, Ruben, there's no other way to do it. I mean,
well, can't you just say he's got like a blister or something?
Well, but again,
well,
that's,
you can't really. That, no. you can get in trouble for that.
And he has to,
GMs,
yeah.
You know, he's gonna has to have a, like a legitimate reason.
Yeah, so it does get wonky.
Get a blister. Rub your hand on the desk really hard, and you'll have a blister.
All right, Henry, give me what appeals to kids and adults.
I don't know if this has been said, but I would say animated movies. And the reason I say that is kids watch it because it's animated. Yep. You know, it's kind of designed for a visual aspect that they enjoy. I've noticed as an adult now how much political and societal subtext are in these films that I would have never noticed.
Yeah. Totally agree with him.
Now, what's he saying by that? What does he mean?
It means that they make these, like, the Toy Story type movies and stuff for kids and adults.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Like,
that's
they sprinkle
call.
In little jokes and things in the script and storyline that kids won't understand, but if you're an adult watching with kids, it's like, oh, huh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Animated movie is a pretty good answer. 215-592-9494. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, they got a little something different for you right now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. And all you're going to need is a Google account and a current form of payment. You can also cancel at any time. It's a great deal at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to sign up to get this. Of course, you can also bet all the games at FanDuel.com/hammer for the very best deals. To download America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, get yourself to FanDuel.com/hammer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.